Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this is my co-host here as always,
Graham K. over on the phone in New York City.
Living it up.
Windy City. Yep.
Living it up. Man, it's good to talk to you, man. It's been a busy week out here. I'm still in Edinburgh. I'm doing this my show called Rice Krispies with Ketchup that's got a good chunk about my autistic son, probably about half. And we added new dates. Now we've got a 3:15 show and a 6:20 show. If you guys are in Edinburgh, please come see me and say
so
hi.
So many shows. That's just a million. That's so many shows, man. How's your voice?
My voice is tired. It's I'm trying to rest a lot, and I think I did 4 shows yesterday, so I'm pretty tired. 2 of my own, and then I jumped on two other people's shows.
Well, it's exciting.
I'm exhausted. Fun. I'm exhausted.
Well, that's what a good day to cut away to a very important, fantastic interview. Then,
yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this interview. Now, when Jill Escher was in New York, in San Francisco at that festival, at that conference, that autism conference.
Yeah, the Autism Festival.
The Autism Festival. It's a fun festival. It's a fun festival.
Let's not go down that road.
Okay. By the way, guys, this is Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians who have autistic loved ones. I have a severely autistic 18-year-old son. And Graham, tell us about your brother before we get started here.
I have an adult younger brother. He is 33 now. He lives on his own, but he needs a lot of help. But he's great. He's killing it lately. I'm really proud of him.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So we cover autism. We usually do it in the news section and whatnot. But this is a kind of a – back when Jill went to this conference, she interviewed somebody, and we thought it'd be great to have the main scientist. So – just to be clear, it's the Center for Autism and the Developing Brain. I'm reading this, so I say it right. They teamed up with the Simons Foundation for Autism Research and Initiative, SFARI, Safari maybe, to share information about a new research study called SPARK. And SPARK is a free online study with a simple mission to speed up research and advance the understanding of autism. Anyhow, Catherine Lord called in, the head there, and we did
amazing.
This little interview, and without any further ado, what do you think? Should we play the interview?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Guys, here's the interview. I hope you like this. This is Kirk, and I'm very excited. This week, we have a special interview. I'm really excited about this this interview. This subject came up when Jill Escher was at the Autism Conference. There was a lady there that worked for this project, and we're very excited to have the director for the Center for Autism and the Developing Brain at the New York Presbyterian, Dr. Catherine Lord. Dr. Lord, what should I call you? Is it Dr. Lord? That sounds very official.
Call me Kathy.
Kathy, okay. Dr. Lord, I don't know if I could think of a more official sounding title.
Followed me my whole life.
That's great. So it sounds like you've got a couple people there laughing in the background. Good. This is a live in front of a live studio audience this week, it sounds like. So tell us now, this is a very exciting project. You guys there at the Center for Autism and the Developing Brain, you've got tell us a little bit about what the center does, if you don't mind.
Our center is a clinic, which also includes very practical research about autism. And our center serves people with autism from toddlers all the way up through adults. And our goal is just to provide outpatient support for families.
That's great.
Adults with autism.
That's awesome. So outpatient support, does that mean like therapy or what does that mean exactly? How does that work?
It includes evaluations and therapy. We have groups. We have a preschool. We aren't a school beyond age 3, but we have all kinds of services basically to try to help kids and adults learn skills and make hopefully life easier and better for people with autism.
That's awesome. That's really great. Now you're the director, is that right?
That is right.
So, like you, you're the big boss. You are the Dr. Lord over there. I like it.
I am.
So now, the reason we thought it might be exciting to have you come on, you guys are doing a genetic study, And we have this ongoing joke that this is a comedian's guide to autism. So it's two comedians, and we are definitely not scientists. We do take meticulous care of our hair, so we have that going for us, but we are not scientists. Tell us in layman's terms, please, like you're talking to 2 5-year-olds, what the genetic project is about.
Well, this is a study to try to look at the causes or the factors that influence who has autism and why.
Okay.
So that is the basic underpinnings of the study. But part of it is recognizing that autism is probably caused by lots of different things and is very different across people who have it. I mean, we know that people who have autism are not the same as each other.
Yeah, so we have an ongoing thing that if you met one person with autism, you met one person with autism.
That's right. So the idea of this study is to gather individuals, a very, very large number. So the idea is to gather 50,000 families from across the U.S. and get their DNA and get information about them and then be able to look for subgroups and look for patterns. And through the strength in numbers, try to make some sense of this.
That's really neat. So how does that work? I'm not a scientist. So you have a laser beam or what exactly, what are you doing exactly?
Basically, we have spit.
Okay.
So we have families fill out information online. So families have to go online and provide us basic information about their family. And then we send out vials, and they spit into these vials, and then this is sent off to a lab, and we analyze the DNA. And as new analyses are developed, they basically are able, with these very large numbers, to look for patterns across different kids. And the kids are compared to their parents and also compared to a sibling, if a data is submitted or if spit is submitted from a sibling who doesn't have autism.
Okay. So how does it work? Do you need, like, in my case, I have a 19-year-old daughter who does not have autism and an 18-year-old son who does. So it's most helpful to get spit from both kids and the parents. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. That's okay. Exactly right. So, that's it.
Okay. You heard it here first. They want your spit.
And we don't need a lot of spit.
Okay.
It needs to be clean spit.
Okay.
So you can't eat in spit. But
okay.
But we just need a little bit of spit.
And so you, I assume you don't just want people to spit into an envelope. There's a receptacle of some kind that they need.
There is like a little test tube.
Okay.
That you spit into, and then you put it into a special envelope, and you put little barcodes on it, and you send it off to the lab. It has a particular barcode that matches it up to you and your family, and this all goes into different places. So basically, again, it's your privacy is retained, but it can be matched, again, across your family. And the idea is that, you know, with all these data, somebody may be able to identify families and say, well, there are 50 girls who all have this pattern, and then let's go back and look at those girls and see what do they have in common. Or there are 8 boys who have this pattern, and then maybe we'll be able to make some sense out of this.
And this is 50,000 families, right? Is that what you said?
That's the goal. 50,000 families.
Okay, wow. And just to be 100% clear, this is totally confidential because there's no way to even figure out. If for people that are concerned about the government listening to their conversations through their fillings and their teeth, there's no way to even know who the person is, right? So it's complete confidentiality.
That's right. I mean, what you do is when you go online, you indicate who do you want to get the results.
Okay.
So one of the good things about this study is that you can say, I want the results of this. So if the scientists find anything that's of practical value, you can say, I want to know what this is.
Okay.
And then it's our responsibility to find you and let you know what is found. And we're taking that very seriously because we feel like if families go to all this trouble, you ought to know what is found, if anyone finds anything. I mean, at this point, we don't know what they'll find.
Are you telling me you don't know the future, Dr. Lord? I'm deeply disappointed because
no.
My expectations were you were going to give me a prediction and I was going to win the lottery. That's what I really wanted out of this phone call.
Sorry. That's not
being said. I understand. Okay, but the idea would be almost like they take the blood samples for the Olympics, and then when they find out more things to test about in 5 years, they keep testing. So basically, even if you don't have the results now, you could have more information down the line.
That's exactly right. So
okay.
Right now there are I just have hot off the press, there are 16,000 children already in this database, but the goal is to get 50,000. As we accumulate these samples, we'll have more and more information. And they haven't analyzed the data from 16,000. So, again, the whole idea is to go through and compare children to their parents, children to their siblings. And then, again, the techniques change every day.
Right. Let me ask you this. So if does it have to be the entire family? If there is a single mom and she's got one kid, is it worth it for her to send in her sons or her daughters and her own, or how does that work?
Yes. So that's okay. Fine. I mean, that is absolutely fine.
And tell us exactly where we get, the information. What's the website?
The website is www.spark, SPARK, in caps, FOR, just regular, and then capital A for autism, .org, and then / and then CADB in caps, CADB. That stands for Center for Autism and the Developing Brain.
Okay. And it's clear on there where they can put their address in, and you send out the vials?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. So you send in your for me it's JJ. So I send in JJ, my son, and mine and everybody's spit, which sounds disgusting, no offense, but we send it in and then we will do it. We'll definitely do it. I need a vial. When you get off the phone here, I need to send you my address. I'm not putting my address out there on podcasts. We already get a few crazies as it is, but I send you this. Now the results come and I need help interpreting I'm again, not a scientist. And so how does you guys have help for the layman's, or how does it work?
We do. So we could say, well, let's organize an opportunity for you to talk to a genetic counselor.
A genetic counselor? I've never, when I was doing a high school career day, I'd never heard of that. A genetic counselor, right.
Yeah.
So they would walk you through, huh?
There actually are people called genetic counselors who walk you through, what are the different ways that something can or can't be passed down and what you would need to do to figure that out. So sometimes it's very straightforward, and somebody might say, look, this is a genetic finding. There is no practical significance to this. Sometimes people have genetic findings and they are not inherited from anybody. They aren't something that is actually related to any of their parents or their siblings.
So it's not genetic. It's just like something that just happened to them, I guess.
Right. It's in their genes, but it doesn't mean that you inherited it
right.
from someone else.
No hereditary, I'm not going to try to sound like a scientist, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. That's very interesting.
So I think what we want to do is make sure that people get the help that they need in understanding what the results are. And with the knowledge that, that the whole point of the study is to try to gradually figure things out with these huge numbers. And so that is going to happen over time. And so we want families to feel like they're participating in something that will occur over time. And we don't want to lose them. We don't want to feel like they're just giving data and it's going to go into a big, pool somewhere.
Right.
And that's the end of it.
This is a weird question, but does spit go bad? Like if it's, I'm thinking like you spit in a vial. And then
it does, but it doesn't go bad very fast.
Okay.
That's the good news. You don't want it sitting around for a long period of time, but it can just be mailed. It's quite amazing.
So a few days is fine. That doesn't go bad?
Yeah. I don't know how long. 2 hours. 2 hours. My crew here. here saying 2 hours, so get it in the mail.
It literally lasts 2 hours? Are you joking or are you serious? I can't tell.
Oh, there's a solution that you put it into.
So okay.
You put it into the test tube with a solution.
Now I got it. I was just imagining dried, not to be gross, but dried spit in the mail. And like, well, they licked the envelope. We can use that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But like too much detail.
Yeah. We do have two people here who can help you spit if you happen to live near Westchester. They are the spit.
Oh, my gosh.
In terms of getting people spit.
So this is another career I'd never heard of, the Spit Masters. Okay, so if you're in Westchester, New York City, and you want to come in and give it in person, there's these two people that will accept your spit. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
I will not reveal their names, but they are here.
Two spit experts that are anonymous. Okay, I won't spill the beans on who they are. I have an idea who they are, though. Okay, so if they have questions, you guys have a Twitter or an email or who people, I'm sure there's 1,000 questions I haven't thought of that smarter people than me. If they have questions, who can our listeners reach out to?
I'll give you a phone number first, which is 914-997-5259. And Michelle Heyman and Anna Marie Paolucelli are two research coordinators. There's also a Spark, SPARK, in caps, at med.cornell.edu is our email address. So we're part of Cornell, Weill Cornell Medical School. Another thing I should say is families do get up to a $50 gift card once they complete this whole process.
Ooh.
So
in our case, it'd be a lot of VeggieTales downloads. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
Yeah. And also that Spark does offer free online webinars, just as an attempt to provide information. They're hosted by experts in the field, and anybody can listen to these. So they're just trying to build the community. The Simons Foundation has a website called Safari,
okay.
S-F-A-R-I, that is really lovely in terms of presenting the science of autism. So for science teachers or parents who are interested in the science of autism, it's really a lovely presentation of sort of scientific aspects of autism.
That's great. Well, I want to say thank you so much to our guest, Dr. Catherine Lord. I still can't get over that name. Great. That's a great name. And Michelle and Anne Marie, anything else you guys want to add here as we're closing off here, as we're closing out?
No. Thank you very much for including us and for doing your work. And this is definitely the funniest interview I've
had. I don't want to brag, but this is one of the funniest autism-related podcasts ever on the internet. It's the truth.
Meet the New York Times.
Guys, you heard it here first. Please take a second to look them up online and participate in this genetic research project that we hope will help a lot of people. And also a chance to get your $50 card. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.
So that's it, man. That's the interview. And what'd you think?
That was a great interview. I thought you did a great job. You said spit a million times. I would have loved it if one of you guys said saliva once.
I'm not a scientist. What can I say?
No, but it was really informative, and it's important work. What else can I say?
I do want to read quickly. They wanted to be clear on what this is. This is science, so it's got to be exact, which I get. We are not scientists, so I'm going to say this verbatim exactly what this is. Spark aims to be the largest study of its kind with the goal of building a community of 50,000 individuals with autism and their families across the nation. The entire autism community is encouraged to participate, including adults and children diagnosed with autism, as well as their biological parents and siblings. By joining Spark, you're helping accelerate research to find causes and treatments for autism. Additionally, you will receive updates on the latest research, access to experts who will arm you with information to help address daily situations, and results from the analysis of your family's DNA. In the event that you opt to receive this information, a genetic cause for autism is identified. Individuals with autism receive gift cards valued at a total of $50 for participation. That's what we talked about for McDonald's. And basically, to learn more about Spark and register online, it's a portal of, and there's a portal, and I posted in the notes, posted in the short notes. Just want to, sorry to read that to you guys, but I wanted to be exact and make sure that it's clear.
No, it's better because it's better to, that's straight from the scientists.
That's so straight from the scientists
if
to.
We're going
to
talk about this, you know, we're not scientists, so we should let them, and which is fine, which is great. So thank you for that, guys. Appreciate
and
that.
I thought it's a great idea. You know, a couple things. First of all, I think it's neat that they're going to use this going forward. You know, like kind of like who knows? You know, they could use the results of this for years and years. And I feel like science is definitely not the enemy. It's definitely the answer.
No. Yeah, we're going down a weird road in our society where science in some circles is the enemy, but it is the only answer. And
well, it's part of the bigger answer. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You and I have a different podcast.
I understand what you said and I agree as well. Okay.
Yeah. Science is definitely part of the answer, in my opinion. Yeah. Not to send your angry letters to GrahamKComedy@facebook.com. And no, give us your follow us online, guys, at your social media, Graham K. Give us your Instagram and Twitter and all those things.
Well, I'll make it easy for you. It's all at Graham K. Comedy, Instagram and Twitter, and my Facebook as well. And that's it. And if you follow me, that would be great. It would help me make me famous and successful. And you could say you had a part in it.
I love it, guys. I'm Kirk Smith, comedian. Is a website and on Instagram, Facebook. And Twitter, it's Kirk Smith Comedy. I had some tweets from my shows out here. Well, it's typical Scottish fashion where they don't want to be too nice. So one of the guys tweeted, if you have nothing else to do, this is pretty good. And then I had another one that tweeted, hey, catch Kirk Smith. He rides a skateboard and he's not crap. But he didn't say crap. He said the other word.
I didn't know you could ride a skateboard. I saw a video of that.
Yeah, I'm learning again at my 40s. I have no insurance and I'm learning to ride a skateboard. What could possibly go wrong?
A lot. Quite a bit.
Yeah, apparently I can
tune
ride.
Tune in next week to find out how much Kirk paid for his broken wrist cast.
The skateboard was only 30 pounds. The arm was 1,000. Guys, we love you. Take a second to like us on Facebook and follow us. If you could review us on iTunes, we'd appreciate it. Or Stitcher. Or what is the other one? Podbeam. And iTunes. That'd be great, guys. And am I missing anything, Graham? Patreon.com/autastic for $1 an episode. You can support us, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You say I don't usually say Patreon. I said it this time.
You barely remembered it this time. Under the wire.
All right, guys. All right. We love you. You can do it. Have a great week.